XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
I've got to think, we're recording this on the, like, Thursday before Easter, and I've got to work tonight. I've got a corporate.
What's it about? What's it for?
It's for the election.
Is it?
Yeah, because what it is, right, it's the, on the day of recording, tonight is the seven-way political leaders debate. The political seven-way, which of course sounds, you know, less like a debate, more like something the police turned their blind eye to in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah. Just play the podcast. It's not going to get any better than that.
That's a good joke for tonight.
I might write that one down. That's not bad, is it? I'll have that one.
Yeah.
I might road test a couple of jokes on you, actually.
Yeah, right.
What are we like with political impartiality in a podcast? Is that not governed by Ofcom,
Is it? No, because people could still listen to this during the campaign.
Yeah, but it's not the same law, is it? Because Ofcom don't rule podcasts.
I wouldn't want to take the risk.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to be politically equal across the board.
Let's not highlight any parties or people.
How am I going to do the jokes, then?
I think that first one was just fine, and we'll leave it at that.
I think there were pedos in most of the podcasts. I think we can say that. It's fine.
I could do a joke about each party.
No.
Dave actually doesn't know the rules about podcasts.
I don't.
But he's absolutely erring on the side of caution over there.
But why risk it?
There are strict rules. Basically, there are strict rules, right? Ofcom. It's actually the law. It's against the law for any broadcast outlet to appear to come down on the side of any political party, which means if you do one comment about one party, you've got to do all the other parties and literally time it with a stopwatch. You know, we can't be arsed. So, frankly, we're not going to bother. What is in the podcast, Cornelius?
Well, there's no April Fool's content this week.
Oh,
isn't there?
No, there really is.
Oh, you
it's, got ya.
Oh, no, because it's after midday on Wednesday, you massive twat.
Yeah, yeah, you're the twat. Yeah.
You're the twat, not us.
Twat.
Everyone point at the twat.
We also get
April twat.
We also get an update on the career of Daphne and Celeste.
Oh yes, good.
Finally.
Speaking of twats. Yeah.
And also a big occasion this weekend, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, I get married this weekend.
By the time you're listening to this, Dave may already be betrothed.
He'd be wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we asked for something, don't we?
You're really good at this, aren't you?
Cheers.
We ask for things I have to say at the bit in the service when the vicar, if you like, says, is there anyone here who has a reason why Dave and Hannah can't get married? And we asked you to come up with things for me to shout. We settled on one, which I think was, he liked, what was it?
He likes Genesis, Dido.
Dido, and has chlamydia.
Yeah.
So I've got to shout that, which I will record on my phone, of course, at the service, and we'll play that out on Tuesday.
In the next podcast.
Yeah, and
in
the next podcast.
Of course, if you are a podcast listener only. What else? Oh, is Distant Pasta in there?
Yes, Distant Pasta, the game of Distant Pasta.
Do you want to explain it?
It's very difficult to explain.
I'll do it then. So what we've got are three types of pasta, and how far could we hit them with a table tennis bat? Which one went the furthest? If you guessed correctly, out of spaghetti, fusilli or tortellini, you win tickets to see everything, and their song Distant Pasta. It wasn't that hard, was it, Connie?
Yeah, well, I guess not, no.
Is that it?
There's lots of great content.
Do you want to press play on the podcast?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Ha, that's not a real button. April twat.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Hello then. Good morning to you. This Wednesday, the April Fool's Day of April. It is XFM Breakfast. It's 19 minutes past 10 in the morning, and I'm Nick Grimshaw. April Fool. I'm not actually, of course, I'm John Holmes, just joshing. And because we're up early, right, before anyone else, what I've done this morning is I've put cling film over the programme, right, so anyone trying to use it, right, this morning, right, anyone trying to wee on the programme is going to get a surprise, aren't they? And so, Matt, if we just sort of wait for producer Dave to come in.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Here he comes.
Morning, guys. You all right?
All right.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, guys, he's horrible.
April Fool's.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
It is April Fool's Day, of course. And, well, you could be forgiven for thinking that the Sun newspaper this morning hasn't really made much of an effort. You know how all the newspapers, don't they? They make a little bit of an effort on April Fool's Day, and you can sort of leaf through going, oh, yeah, look, a car covered in cling film at a safari park. Okay, there's the story. And you just go through spotting them. And sometimes you have to look twice, don't you? Because generally the actual news is mental anyway. So this morning the Sun have gone with the news that Simon Cowell's face is going to appear on the £5 note. And that is just not even making an effort, is it?
No.
That is lame as April Fool's Day jokes get. That is just not, just not very good, is it? However, here's news. So we've managed to get one into the national press as well. When I was off last week, I was away in Sri Lanka, thank you, and myself and my friend Paul came up with the idea that that there was going to be a new skin exfoliation technique. You know those fish that nibble at your feet?
Oh, yeah.
You know that thing?
Yeah.
We decided that in Sri Lanka, on this remote beach, the locals had realised that if you bury yourself in sand, certain sand crabs would exfoliate your whole body by nipping the skin off. Mm. So we decided we'd take some photographs of this happening, right, and then get it out to the press just to see what we could do. And the Telegraph picked up on it this morning.
Oh, nice.
If we'll tweet the screen grab of it, of course, so they put it in, which is very kind of, in the best April Fool's Pranks roundup. But it is a picture of me buried in the sand with a crab dangerously close to my face, which I wasn't very happy about, if I'm really honest with you. At least we had a go.
Yeah.
At least we made some kind of effort. Unlike Simon Cowell on a fiver. We'll tweet that. You know, have a look at that. And I think that's eminently believable. As far as we had a good picture of, we persuaded some other people on the beach to get buried in the sand as well, to sort of join in with it. It was kind of an elaborate effort, if I'm honest with you. So I look quite nice. I've got flowers in my hair.
Yeah, yes. You're glowing as well, I imagine.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sweating, certainly. It was quite hot. It was quite a hot day. Showbiz Tossip, of course. Also in this hour, continuing to be the broadcasting equivalent of getting up in the morning, walking out of your bedroom and treading barefoot in some cat sick. The stories that aren't stories pulled out of the tabloids and removed. Very shortly on the Chaff News desk, of course. Spotted intern corner. Spotted, but with your head under your own coat. You got to get your coat off its hook there. It's fully immersed.
Spotted.
Thank you. Spotted. The boy that left One Direction's solo album producer, whose given name appears to be Naughty Boy, sat on the naughty step. Because while producing the boy that left One Direction's solo album, apparently Naughty Boy refused to eat his broccoli.
Oh,
I know. Naughty, isn't he? And then when his mummy said he must eat his broccoli or he wouldn't be allowed to remix the multi-tracks on the master tape, Naughty Boy threw his turkey dinosaur shapes and potato on the floor.
Come on.
Spotted record producer Naughty Boy being a very naughty boy. Spotted!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
This weekend. Dave, you got Dave?
Yeah.
Oh,
producer Dave. I know, he's just like, oh, look at that. He's going to take his long-term fiance Hannah up the aisle. In Manchester. Stop coughing, Dave.
Sorry.
In Manchester. For Dave, producer Dave is getting married this weekend. I know. Oh, isn't it? It's lovely, isn't it?
It's going to be a lovely occasion.
It is. We're all going up to Manchester, of course, for the long weekend. And there we'll be, while she comes down the aisle there, looking beautiful, looking radiant, I'd say.
Yeah, resplendent.
Resplendent in the dress. While Dave just wears the typical Manchester costume of a shell suit.
Kappa tracky.
I wish. So are we all ready, Dave? All ready to go?
Not yet, but we will be.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's still a few days to bring it all together.
Not really. These are Thursdays. It's happening on Sunday, isn't it, this?
Yeah.
So are you Are you nervous, Dave?
I am a little bit nervous. I didn't think I would be, but it is quite a nerve-wracking thing that's happening. Yeah. So it's a big event.
It's a big event. Yeah. Is it planned out, Dave?
Yeah. Is it planned?
Is it? You've got nothing else to do but just look forward to the event.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's going to be good.
Okay. It's going to be good. But we need, as ever, your help. So you know the bit of the wedding. Any wedding you go to, obviously you get all the stuff going. We are here today to witness the marriage of David James Masterman and Hannah Louise Gentry. And on their behalf, I would like to thank you, their family and friends. They always talk like that, Vic.
They do.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Set intonation.
I should have asked you to do it, John.
I'd be very good at it. Yeah. Actually,
you could have took your echo effect and everything.
Which I like. For joining them as they start their new life together.
You should do all your links today in that style.
You're listening to XFM. It's the Easter way. But anyway, you know the bit where they go, you know, a wedding ring is the traditional symbol of marriage. It is an unbroken circle, which symbolises unending and everlasting love, and is the outward sign of the lifelong promise you have made to each other today.
I'm well enough already.
Seriously, are you busy Sunday?
I could nail this with you. You won't want me because here's why.
Okay.
You know the bit when they go, if anyone knows why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace. I'm going to shout, he's living a lie, he used to be a woman, from the back. Because today, right, you know that bit of a wedding. Here's the text in. Your suggestions as to what I should shout out in the bit when you have to speak now or forever hold your peace at Dave's wedding. I will record it on my phone. We will play it out next Tuesday when
we wouldn't
back
dare. No, actually, you would.
Yeah. You know me well enough on that. Yeah, yeah. What do I shout at Dave's wedding? Matt, any suggestions?
I think you should shout, he says he's from South Manchester, but really he grew up in posh rural Cheshire. Stop this shout.
He's living a lie. 17 minutes past 7, you're listening to XFM Breakfast. I might just shout out, Matt Dyson here's doing the groom's mother!
I might do that.
XFM. Welcome to your Monday morning XFM Breakfast show on the day when Parliament is dissolved ahead of the election. So from today, strict rules dictate that we, as a broadcaster, cannot be seen to favour any particular party. Although I can tell you, the producer Dave prefers swingers. Matt has a penchant for Tupperware. And I, like all right-minded people, will be voting for S Club 7 as there simply ain't no party like one of theirs. I went to one once. Reach for the stars. Reach around for the stars, more like.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning, I'm John Holmes. It is 10 to 9 and I can tell you that it wasn't t-shirt weather up on the terrace on the roof of XFM. Why we were going up there? Why were we going up there, John? Well, I shall tell you. We're just back from it. The reason is this, because everything, you know, they have the song Distant Past. Distant Past.
Distant Past.
They're playing Oval Space in East London on the 9th of April. They, of course, have the song Distant Past. And we have tickets to give away. So we're giving them away via a game of Distant Pasta.
Distant Pasta.
Thank you. A little while ago, myself and Matthew headed up to XFM's roof terrace then, here above Leicester Square, armed with a spaghetti, fusilli, and sausage and ham stuffed tortellini, and a table tennis bat. You simply had to guess which type of pasta out of those three. The Peppa Pig pasta shaped in tomato sauce were disqualified, by the way, for being in a tin. Apparently, it's a health and safety issue. Anyway, you entered in your thousands. We'll get a winner on for those tickets next. But of course, we need to find out how we got on moments ago as we played a game up on the roof of Distant Pasta.
You join us on a wet roof terrace at Global Radio's HQ in Leicester Square, overlooking London town, for this unique Italian cuisine off. Will the penne prove mightier than the sword? John Holmes, we haven't got penne, but he has got a table tennis bat. John, how are you feeling at this stage?
Pretty confident, Matthew, pretty confident. We've got three strong pastas.
Intern Cornelius has just freshly boiled the pasta to a sort of al dente level, right?
I'm going to be honest with you, it's too hot to pick up.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
and I believe we are now ready for the first featured pasta, which is fusilli. Yes, the Italian word fuso is where it comes from. It means it's spun into the shape reminiscent of a modern Turkish spindle. John, he's got a handful of fusilli. Here we go.
Ready to go.
Oh, wow, they've scattered.
Next pasta.
Next pasta. It's spaghetti. Oh, the old faithful, the fans' favourite, the thin strings of goodness. Recently voted Britain's number one in What Pasta magazine. John's got a big steaming handful. Here we go.
Not for the first time, but here we go. With spaghetti.
Wow, whoa. And they have gone flying again. It's going to be close, this. Finally, the wild card, the joker in the pasta pack this morning, tortellini. This particular specimen has extra density due to being stuffed with a meaty mix of Italian sausage and ham. Could the filling prove to be an unfair advantage, or will this unique point of difference hinder our Italian friend? John, here we go.
You ready?
Whack! He's hit the tortellini. One went flying right across the floor. And we will wait for the final measurements. So the results are in. The adjudicators, well, Cornelius with a trundle wheel, has been measuring the distant pastas. And I can tell you, the most distant of all the pastas, with 28 feet this morning, it's spaghetti.
Oh, what a shocker.
I thought that worked very well.
Yeah.
Shock result, that really
absolute
is.
Shock result. Who would have thought spaghetti was the distantest pasta
rank
this
outsider.
Morning? It is a rank outsider. And do you know what? There was one person who guessed it. She's on the line now, having guessed correctly. It's Amy in Essex. Good morning, Amy!
Go on,
yes!
The spaghetti!
Come on! You were the only person, Amy. What insider knowledge did you have of spaghetti?
The velocity. Italian.
Oh, that explains it. Yeah. She knows the velocity of each and every one of the pastas.
Yeah, they do this at every lunch break at school over there, don't they?
Amy, congratulations. You are going to see everything in Oval Space next week. Well done to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There is Amy. That is it. She's off. There they are. Everything. Distant pasta.
Distant pasta.
Don't forget this morning, with the dissolution of Parliament yesterday, until the election on May the 7th now, there is no law. Yesterday, the Queen announced the purge, all laws suspended for the next 5.5 weeks, of course. Don't be caught on the streets is the advice. Lockdown has commenced. All crime is legal. You should only be out if you intend to take part. If you've ever wanted to cross a road on red in front of a policeman or put your rubbish in a neighbour's bin, you have until May the 7th. Full coverage of the election period purge all morning on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And it is time for bespoke, tailored travel. This is where we take your actual specific journey to work and work out a travel bulletin bespoke to your good self. If you'd like to be involved, if you'd like it to be you, 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Someone who's done exactly that. He's called John. He's on the telephone now. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you, John? You all right this Monday? You all right?
I'm all right. A little bit tired, but all right.
All right. Thanks for that insight. So, it was my fault. I did ask, to be fair, didn't I? I was a bit put off there by Matt's enormous sniff.
Sorry, yeah.
He just, you know, he's getting ready. This is how he preps himself for travel. I think we all know what I'm saying. So,
smelling salts. Smelling salts.
That's right, yes. That's exactly it. So, here's the thing, John. You're getting some tailored travel for your journey to work. First of all, what is your work? What do you do?
I am a social media coordinator.
That's not even a proper job, is it?
Everyone bursts out laughing.
I mean, come on, John, really?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Well, at home.
It's a job of work from home. I assume you're freelance, you do it for a variety of companies, right? You're in charge of their tweets and their Facebooks and all that nonsense.
Exactly
that. So, you work from home. Now, this is going to be interesting. Presumably, what we're going to do here with your travel is it's bespoke for your journey to work. Even if you work from home, that is true, because we're going to do it from your bed to your... Where do you work? In the house?
The dining room.
In the dining room. Okay, dining room table. So, journey from bed to dining room table is... This is ridiculous. It is bespoke, tailored travel. Here's Matt with it.
XFM's Tailored Travel.
Okay, John, first of all, check your phone for any emails or important updates on Facebook or Twitter before realising there's absolutely no more that you can do from your bed and that you need a wee, so it's definitely time to get up. As you step out of the bedroom door, turn right into the bathroom. There were earlier delays when the rest of your housemates had to get up and go to work, but these have cleared now. Make sure you try and avoid stepping on the soaking wet bath mat that they've left out for you, though. Before you get in, make sure you also rinse the shower right down, as your housemate Joe probably had one of his suspiciously long showers again this morning. Step out of the shower and move back to your bedroom. Don't forget to wrap the towel around your waist, as Sarah only works afternoons on Mondays, and we don't want a repeat of the awkward incident last week, which would be all the more awkward this week as you drunkenly got off with her on Saturday evening, don't forget. When you get back to your bedroom, why not just lie on your bed for a while before getting dressed? It's not like you're going to be late, as you work from home, and it's not like you have an important work to do because you work in social media. Come 11 or 12 o'clock, you can start getting hungry probably, so head downstairs to the kitchen. When you get down there, don't think you're having a stroke. That's just the smell of the toaster having not been cleaned again this morning. There's a good chance that Sarah will pop her head into the kitchen. Make sure to not make any eye contact with her, answer any questions with one-word answers, and pretend that you're texting another girl. And then once you've eaten your breakfast, it's probably time that you did some work, so head to the dining room table, get out your laptop and send a couple of tweets or something, like a few things on Facebook, buy some followers, whatever it is you want to do. And once you've done that, head back to the kitchen, pop the kettle on, and have a break. You've earned it.
Good! There was your tailored travel this morning. John, I hope that helped.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now go and get a proper job. If you would like your journey to work, be it from bed to dining table, or indeed further afield, you know, if you've got a proper job, then do let us know if you'd like a bespoke tailored travel written especially for you.
XFM.
And this morning we need your help, please, because producer Dave, morning producer Dave.
Morning.
He's getting married on Sunday in Manchester. We are all going. And you know that bit when they say, if anyone has got any reason why these two should not be wed, what is it that we should shout out and record on our phones to play out to you on Tuesday? Lots of suggestions coming in. Thank you for them. Miss P says, John, I dare you to shout, don't do it, Dave! I love you!
I quite like that one.
That'd be really nice.
Luke in Dartford is coming with a slightly left field. He's not a real boy! He's made of wood!
Oh, yes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And if you're familiar, then why wouldn't you be, with, you know, how the media works, you'll know that often appearing on sofas on other lesser broadcast outlets are celebrities of some kind, tasked with going through the day's papers, usually into the fat face of Eamon Holmes, or that bloke and lady from the BBC breakfast programme, whose names escape me. You know the kind of thing, though, they put like the celebrities on, don't they? There it is, look, there's... Oh, look, there's Stuart Baggs from The Apprentice there, isn't it? Stuart Baggs from The Apprentice, examining the Daily Mail's coverage of the secrets of the NHS being sold, your data being sold. Stuart Baggs from The Apprentice there. And there's General Lee from Takeshi's Castle, sitting there discussing the open letter sent by businesses to the Labour Party. All those stories covered by the most obvious celebrities, aren't they? And they're not for us, not those. Everyone else is covering those papers. We don't do it. We cover the largely irrelevant papers in the largely irrelevant paper review. It's the it's pretty much the publications that no one else dares to touch. On my celebrity sofa this morning, my celebrity sofa guest is the celebrity newsreader Matt Dyson. Morning, Matt Dyson.
Oh, hi there, John.
Morning,
hi.
Nice to see you back. Hi. Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hi. What publication have you got?
I've brought with me the Rubbish magazine.
Grazia, is it?
No. It is the publication that focuses entirely on waste material, refuse and litter, available bi-monthly for £2 on 100% recycled paper,
of course. I would expect nothing less.
The Rubbish magazine. This edition you can read about on page 6. That's really not okay. An in-depth look at the ever-going problem of people using their neighbours' bins. Hans Macklemore discusses how the act of dumping without your neighbour's permission can escalate into sheer chaos very easily. Sheer chaos.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's. I think I'm right in saying that it's up there in the top 10 of neighbourly disputes.
It is,
dumping on your neighbour's property.
Yeah, it is. And also, on page 12, Junk in the Trunk, an in-depth look at the ever-growing problem of people using... fascinating report on how the litter problem in India is having a devastating effect on the local wildlife, with one example of an elephant suffocating after accidentally snorting a crisp packet.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, in, serious stuff.
In the developing
world. In the
world.
Rubbish magazine.
I've got a very timely... it only comes out once a year. It's Egg Mag. This year you have to shell out £3.25 for this special Easter egg-dition.
Egg-dition, yeah.
Of Egg Mag. Fab-Urge, here, this month's feature article, looked back at the very best Fabergé eggs from history. from the Alexander III commemorative egg to the Gorbachev peace egg.
Eggs.
Yeah, good eggs all round. And you can send off for free chocolate versions of all of them as well in this magazine, just by collecting the token. It's just one token. You don't have to collect it. It's just there. The article ends with a neat guide to making your own Fabergé eggs as well, using any spare vajazzles that you've got lying around. especially appeal to anyone from Essex, that, I think. You tell you how to glue, downstairs jewellery to chocolate. The excellent roundup, page 23, back with a vengeance. It's a list of the top egg puns that newspapers use every year around this time. Number one, excellent, of course, always used at this time, isn't it? Egg static, and very much a trying too hard embryola coaster. And celebrity egg interview of the month is with Angelina Jolie, so lots to look forward to in Egg Mag, if you're going to buy that for anyone this Easter.
XFM.
And, our very own producer Dave sent a text at the weekend to me. I have it here. Morning, producer Dave.
Morning.
Thank you for this. This was Dave. Dave, as the regular listeners might know, does the occasional disc jockeying set down at his local Finsbury Park venue.
Yeah, whether they bill him as legendary XFM producer Dave Masterman.
Yeah. Well, you say they, he.
He wrote that.
He wrote it.
I did it!
In marker pen on the existing poster. That's what he did.
Legendary.
He wrote that. You've seen him do it. Yeah. Anyway, I got this text from Dave. This was about, what time was this? This was about sort of late on, wasn't it?
About half 12.
Yeah, half 12. He said this. Anyway, it's half 12 on a Friday night. It says this. Hi, John. I'm playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC to three people in the Finsbury as part of my DJ set. What a time to be alive. That's not the end of the story, though, is it, Dave?
No, it got worse than that.
Yeah.
About half an hour after that, a woman came up to the DJ booth, so I was thinking, here we go, it's going to start, take it to the next level now. Might be a song request she's after.
Yeah.
But she was just asking for me to turn the music down because it was too loud. Just trying to have a quiet drink.
Oh. No wonder they call you legendary, Dave, really, honestly.
Great advert for the club night, that. Sounds like one hell of an evening.
Do you want to be one of three people dancing to old AC/DC? Get yourself down to Finsbury!
I'm there next Friday, guys. Come on down, 10 till 2.
X, the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM Music News.
Okay, Matthew, what do we have?
Well, sad news, John, sad news. Noah and the Whale are no more. They have sailed off into the sunset on their big folk music arc.
They've sieved their last musical plankton.
They have, yeah. No more plankton for them. And they've announced that they've split up after 8 years together.
Noah and the Whale. Yeah.
Eight incredible years, they say. They thank their fans for to say they're immensely grateful to everyone who's helped them along the way. The full message from them is at xfm.co.uk. They've gone off to work on solo projects.
My money, I think for me, the talented one in that duo was The Whale anyway, so I think the solo album from The Whale is going to be much better than that of Noah. The Whale, very much the Art Garfunkel to Noah's Paul Simon.
Yeah,
or was it the other way around?
Yeah. It's going to be like Liam and Noel, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Whale
exactly.
And Noel.
That's weird soundbite, but anyway, yeah.
Elsewhere, The Prodigy are on course to be number one in the album chart this weekend. The Day Is My Enemy is on course to knock Bay off the top spot, according to the midweek figures. It's almost 21 years since their second album, Music for the Jilted Generation, went to number one. They've been around for such a long time. Elsewhere, the sad news this morning as well, that a surviving Beatles have been paying tribute to John Lennon's first wife, Cynthia, who's died from cancer at the age of 75. She died at home
in Spain with her son Julian at her bedside. Meanwhile, staying with the Beatles, and Ringo Starr has been talking about his upcoming induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame later this month.
I only found out because Paul called me and he said they want to give you the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, want to give you the award for excellence. And would you accept? So I said, sure. And he said, well, I'm going to do the dedication.
And then Percy the Engine came shuffling into the tunnel.
That's what he's getting it for, really, isn't it? We all know that. It's the tank engine work that stands out. He's actually just released his 18th solo album, Ringo, called Postcards from Paradise. Apparently, he wrote the album on the drums. I don't know how you do this.
With a pen? On the drum skin?
He wrote the whole album with just drum beats. And then everyone else added the other instruments. So
right.
It's probably quite a basic start or something. Just the drum beat. Anyway. Paul McCartney, meanwhile, has revealed that he often finds inspiration for writing new songs on the toilet. He's told Q magazine.
Explains the frog chorus.
He says the trick is to go off on your own and finish it.
Come on, Paul! We didn't need that insight. I mean, I know that vegetarian food comes through you quite quickly, but oh, Paul!
Yeah, go into the toilet, he says. Toilets are good. Separate yourself. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My God, again!
That's what he does when he's writing a song.
Wow.
There's more music news on our website, xfm.co.uk.
Thank you. By the way, I think for me, I'll stick with my Garfunkel was the most successful, because who was the one who opened the chain of restaurants? Hey?
Yeah.
Which of those was it?
Yeah.
Well, Paul Simon did it. Paul Simon had a curtain shop, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Spotted, Matt. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted intern Cornelius.
Spotted.
Former Take That background dancer Jason Orange, being inspired by the One Direction deserter, I'm going to call him, Zayn Malik, and wanting to launch his own solo career, Jason Orange spotted asking his mum if he could go out and lay down some tracks with the record producer Naughty Boy, just like Zayn Malik. But then Jason Orange's mum said, no, you can't go out with Naughty Boy because he's a bad influence and you shouldn't be hanging around with him because he's a naughty boy. Yeah. And some of the older boys saw Naughty Boy down the wreck, sitting on the swings, drinking cider, when he should have been remastering the original analogue tapes and overdubbing the guitar arrangements on Tiny Temper's Last Drop. Naughty Boy, spotted!
So naughty.
It's absolutely naughty.
Welcome to Breakfast Club.
They should stop his pocket money.
You should be put on the steps.
Yeah. XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Get to your bedroom and don't come down until you've produced something.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
I bet you look good on the dance floor. Join your first dance at your wedding, Dave. Ah, oh, I'll play that. Yeah. Play that for you, Dave. Little request there. Request on XFM. Dave, producer Dave. Good morning, by the way. It is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. And producer Dave, our esteemed producer Dave, is getting married on Sunday, Easter Sunday, at the weekend, up in his hometown of Manchester. His family owned nearby Chester, of course.
Cheshire.
The whole county, in fact, yeah, you're right. It's basically their side garden. Their house is on the edge of Cheshire, and that's the whole of their side garden, which is, of course, where the reception will be held, in marquees and so forth. And I hope there'll be canapes. Yeah, lovely. So we're all going up for the wedding, and, of course, there's the point in any wedding where, you know, the bit where the the vicar says the things like, marriage should not be entered into lightly or without due thought, but with respect and the intention of sharing in each other's happiness. Is that how it's going to work, Dave?
Not quite, because it's a registrar, so it might be a little bit more common than that. Might be like, you're right, Dave and Anna are here, ready to go. Should we crack on, shall we?
Manchester way, isn't it? Someone said here, by the way, on text, that when I was doing that, it sounded like the opening credits of Porridge. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Norman Stanley Fletcher, you are an habitual criminal. Okay, so this morning on the text, 83936 at XFM, what are the phrases, words, sentences, claims that we should shout during that bit of the wedding when the they say, if anyone here knows of any impediment why this couple should not be wed, then please speak now or forever hold thy peace. You know that bit? We're going to shout something out. But what is it that we should shout out? You decide.
For instance, we've got plenty of suggestions coming in. Thank you very much. Stop this sham, says the listener. He married me years ago to legally get into the country. So,
of course.
That's one from the listener there. Matt, what have you got?
Stop, says Ken in Hearts. He's an omnisexual lizard from an alien land. try that one, maybe.
I don't think this is fair to Hannah, but just shouting, to be honest, Dave, you could do better. Just join the moment there. And also, I rather like this from Dave, a different Dave. Shout, stop that man! He's an imposter! And then pull the bride's hair like it's a wig.
Someone says you should just recite the lyrics to the Beautiful South's hit record, Don't Marry Her.
including the swear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we just hurry this along? Last night's curry is doing a conga in my colon. And, well, just a couple of bank holiday notices for you then this morning as that's coming up. So just some of the things that have been planned, events that are happening over the weekend. I can tell you in Crystal Palace, this is on Sunday, there's the burning of the Wicker Clarkson, of course, on the hill there. They've got a 40-foot-high Wicker Clarkson punching a Wicker producer in a Wicker mock-up of a hotel. That's going to be burned there, so entry's free, so turn up, it's from 5. Windsor Castle, there's an Easter egg hunt for Red October. Children can look for eggs and submarines that the organisers have hidden in the grounds. Islington Gay and Lesbian Guild on Saturday, they're having a bring and bisexual sale. And Ian Harris from Twickenham will be travelling to Guildford to have a look at a 2006 Vauxhall Astra that he spotted in Auto Trader. Just some of the events happening over the Easter bank holiday weekend there, thanks to XFM. And we are joined for an April Fool's Day special by the High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley. Now, regular listeners will know he's, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. And he joins us on a regular basis, bringing you a moment to step off the world, to relax, to channel your inner self. Today's no exception. Of course, he brings you a thought for the day for those religions that aren't normally catered for in other broadcast outlets, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, etc. You'll find them everywhere else. We, XFM, Equal Opportunities Employer, we are for everyone, including people who worship the devil. Here he is then, Vexen Le Crowley, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about the 1st of April. It's commonly known as April Fool's Day, of course. A day when one can legitimately play tricks on friends and colleagues, cue much mirth and horseplay. Personally, I've always been a huge fan of the day, my favourite annual jape being to replace all of the sugar in the sugar bowl with industrial strength laxative. How we all laughed in our house when Granny was rushed to hospital with acute dehydration. Anyway, this year I thought of an absolute doozy as I planned to inform the local Satanist group that I'd spent the last 16 years siphoning money from our bank account and there was none left. What larks! And it was while I was mulling over my ruse when I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way I would tell the group I'd spent all their cash, so the bright red horned filth beast makes away with the good will of man. But while I would say I'd spent the cash on expensive, hedonistic, orgy-based holidays in the Caribbean and drug-taking, he will use up that goodwill against humanity, with the abuse of trust turning us against each other to a miserable life of suspicion, guilt, and harm. And that's why I thought, screw April Fools. I could do with a break. Why don't I just do it for real? So, you can imagine my surprise when I turned up at the bank with the intention of transferring all the money out of the account, only to find that our treasurer had done it first. And had, in fact, been slowly siphoning money for the last 5 years, leaving us with absolutely nothing, aside from a set of gloating postcards from around the world. And that should give us all something to think about. The cheeky...
The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there with his April Fool's thought for the day for Satanists.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
One of those. You like that, Matt? Yeah. And the red light comes on, that's when the microphone goes.
I'm just saying how cool Dave is because he doesn't check the ad logs.
Wow, this is in, isn't it? This is niche. This is niche now. Producer Dave is cool because he doesn't check the ad logs. I'll explain that for you. Basically, we get the adverts that come on now, right, but they're timed, and normally they're around 3 minutes, and that's how advertising works, and they buy slots, don't they? Yeah. They buy slots, and they buy sort of slots, and they come in 3 minute slots. Yeah. But today, it's just 1 minute 50, and because Dave's mistimed it, it means the news will be slightly earlier. That's what Matt was getting at.
Producer Dave just said that only squares check the ad logs.
I do. I'm too cool for all that, man.
Normally you check it every single day.
Yeah.
Do you want us to just fill time just to get up to this?
No.
Alright. Anything else you want to explain behind the scenes? I know you love this
stuff.
No,
I think that's enough of an insight for one morning.
XFM. Here's a very special message for you if you have been affected by April Fool's Day in a terrible way today.
Are you a victim of disappointing April Fool's Day jokes, often carried out by an over-enthusiastic family member, or that annoying colleague from work who you would cheerfully strangle to death with just one sleeve of his ill-fitting River Island suit? You don't have to suffer in silence. Many others have this condition.
When I was young, probably around 6 or 7, it was April 1st and my dad had swapped the sugar in the sugar bowl for salt. I didn't know, and I sprinkled a small amount on my sugar puffs. It tasted mildly odd for a moment, until with a second mouthful, it didn't. So I just ate the rest like normal until my dad went to work.
Sarah is not alone. She is just one of the many sufferers for whom April the 1st brings terrible flashbacks.
I opened my drawer at work and there it was.
Gary, not his real name, was deeply affected by his colleague Steve's, that is his real name, socially dysfunctional behaviour.
It was a fake dog poo. It was on top of a lever arch file containing invoices next to my calculator. It was obviously made of plastic, so I just moved it to one side and carried on filing remittance slips. I knew that Steve from sales had put it there, because he does exactly the same every year on April Fool's Day. No one knows why. It's quite literally a joke. No one likes Steve.
Remember, if you or someone you know has ever been the recipient of weak April Fool's Day humour, then you are not alone.
It's pathetic. Everyone sees them coming a mile off.
Just this morning, Karen opened her newspaper.
Every year, the media always try to do something a bit wacky, don't they? It's pitiful, really. BMW taking out an advert saying that their new car grows spaghetti in the engine or something. Or scientists have invented a left-handed clock for zoo animals. But, and this is ridiculous, this morning, the Mail and the Express are both running a couple of stories that don't involve immigration, the weather, or something or other that can give you cancer. I mean, as if.
April Fool's Day. It's no joke.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
I just realised the clock, by the way, says 5:10 in here. That's handy for a radio station, isn't it? Yeah, which sort of thrives on time, and no one's bothered to put it forward like everyone else's clock on the weekend. It's a radio station.
They're supposed to be
a national radio station on a national platform, and nobody's bothered to change the clock forward. I mean, come on, who was in here at that time in the morning? Who was it?
They're controlled by satellite, those are supposed to be.
Well, that satellite's crap.
Yeah, it is.
Let capitals change.
Right, we're not meant to have started then, John. Should we have for the next 50 minutes off?
Yeah, where's Rich? Get Rich back. Yeah. I'm not doing this. Get Rich Walters back. He's got another hour to do. Sit around twiddle our thumbs. They can't be bothered to change the clock. I can't bother to do the programme once.
Yeah.
XFM.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God to celebrate the marriage of David.
What's your middle name?
James.
James Masterman and Hannah
Louise.
Yeah.
Gentry.
Thank you.
On this Easter Sunday.
Is it worrying that you should know that, actually?
Yeah.
I've got it tattooed on me.
It's one of the things I'll be shouting.
Look, I've got Hannah tattooed on me! That's what we're talking about this morning. Why is that echo still on? It's weird. One of the things we're talking about this morning is, of course, Dave's forthcoming nuptials and what on earth we should shout in that gap when the person at the front always goes, "If anyone knows why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace." What should we shout out and then record at the wedding? In the service to play out to you on Tuesday. All of your suggestions are coming in. Thank you for them. Sam in Essex suggests a very simple, "What about the goat? Will somebody please think of the goat?"
Yeah.
And I rather like the slightly left field bit, "Speak now or forever hold your peace." Does anyone have a spare iPhone charger?
nice
and loud in the room. I like that. Matt, what
That's
do you got?
What everyone will be thinking.
Yeah.
He's the chief of a hidden Peruvian tribe and has fathered 80 kids with 40 different women, says Anonymous.
JFK suggested I just shout out, "Dave, are you still pre-op?"
A lot of people remembering the music you like, producer Dave. Oh, he likes Keane, his favourite band, The Train, say various people.
Yeah, they are.
Just slagging off your music taste from over the years.
Oh, God, I say,
celebrating my music taste.
I think if we shout that out, Hannah will just turn around, slap him and walk out. He thinks he likes Train.
Yeah,
it's one of my dark secrets.
Yeah.
"Hi, Sean. I've got the refrain from Lionel Richie's All Night Long going round in my head." I think someone's accidentally texted us instead of six music
yes,
there.
Yeah.
Someone's got their wrong number. I think the one we're going to go with, though, I think we have chosen. Right, we've chosen the one. So Bear, let's...
It's nothing to do with your leather jacket, is it? You're not going with that one?
No. There are lots of suggestions.
Crowbarring that in.
About me. I wear a leather jacket once on stage with the Stereophonics. Once. And nobody stopped going on about it ever since. Anyway, I won't be wearing my leather jacket, unless it's a leather... That's a dress code?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine. So here's a picture of the scene. So it's Sunday. Dave is taking his beautiful fiancée up the aisle. And at the front, they're standing there at the front, and the person at the front, the vicar person, goes, "If anyone knows why these two should not be wed, speak now, forever hold your peace." There is a moment, as always at a wedding, of silence, awkwardly, while the bride and the groom don't panic exactly, but think, "Oh, I hope no one says anything." And obviously everyone else in the room thinks, "I hope no one says anything." Yeah. So here's what I'm going to shout out. Right?
Thanks, it's actually going
to
happen.
Thanks to Andrew Higgins, who has sent this in on Twitter, at XFM. So, if anyone knows why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold thy peace. "He likes Genesis and Dido, and he has chlamydia."
Great, can't wait. Can't wait.
Imagine the look on his grandparents' faces. Dido.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM.